Welcome to the Well Society Podcast. I'm your host, Erin Kay, licensed master level social worker and certified Christian health and life coach. I'm your professional go-to expert for all driven yes women who desire more energy, peace, and joy for the things and people she loves the most so she can be well, feel well, and do well while coming to the proverbial well of Jesus. Thanks for coming to the well today. I'm so glad you're here.
All right. Hey, everybody. I'm sorry I'm a couple minutes late. We had a little situation with one of our children. I'm sure those of you that have children, you understand exactly what I am saying. Okay, so this says it's live streaming on Facebook. I'm just going to double check something real quick. If you are joining us live, I'd love for you to comment on where you're from and let me know how much water you are drinking on a regular basis. Also, please tag your friends, invite your friends to our group. We would love to have you there. Okay, yes. So it is broadcasting live in the Nurture Hub, which is a ladies group we have under the umbrella of Rooted Health LLC. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Erin Kay. I am a licensed master level social worker, and I am also a transformation coach. I am certified through Villanova University through their Centers for Obesity Prevention. So I am happy to be here with you all today. And I just wanted to kick this new group off with a little education. And I plan on doing these series every once in a while. I know on the poll I posted last week that there was some interest in learning about how to lead from your future self. So that will be the next topic that we do in a mini series. But hydration was kind of a nice, easy way to break the ice and pull us all together. So that's what our series is going to be about. We're going to be meeting today and tomorrow and Thursday to do a 20-minute quick session on hydration so you can learn. I want to be respectful of your time. I know most of us have pretty busy lives with little people and jobs and everything else. So this is not meant to be something where we have to listen forever and ever about a topic. No, it's going to be short, straight, to the point, the information you need and practical tips to integrate things in your life. So yes, so today we're going to talk about hydration and I'm going to share my screen with you all and let's just get to it. All right. So move this, present. Okay. All right. So today we're going to learn about water. This is our hydration mini series. And like I said, my name is Erin Kay. I am one of the founders. Me and my husband founded Rooted Health, which we help people to transform their lives. And one of the ways we help people transform their lives is through hydration. All right. So let's get started. All right, hydration one. This is our first series of three, an introduction. So today, the things that we're going to be talking about are body composition. What exactly does that mean? Our body systems and activities of daily living. And now I know those of you in healthcare, y'all know that as ADLs, activities of daily living. And we're going to talk a little bit about that as it relates to hydration. If you have any questions or comments or any concerns, please let me know. I'm going to pull this up. Please let me know. I'll have my phone up so I can see comments coming in. Let's see, turn that down. I'll be able to see the comments coming in. So just like, love, share, comment, all that good stuff. All right, so let's move to the first section we have here, which is about body composition. All right, so what is body composition? Body composition is what we are made of, what we as human beings are made of. There are four components to our body. Our body is composed of four different things. We have water, protein, minerals, and fat. Okay, so water, we are primarily made up of water. Water is found just flowing through our bodies, of course, because we drink it, but it's also in our muscles, our fat, our blood, and other bodily fluids contain water, like, you know, our saliva and our urine and our feces and all of those types of things. Our sweat, I just got back from a 2-mile walk, so my sweat, that's composed of water. Okay, protein. A lot of times we correlate protein with muscles. Yes, and protein is found in muscles, and we can talk more about this on another mini series. But yes, it is in our muscles, but it is also in our bones and our organs. Did you know that protein can also be found in our bones and our organs? So protein is a very, very important part of our bodies. Minerals. Minerals are the third component of our body composition. We can find minerals in our bloodstream and in our bones. You know, our bones are composed of, you know, calcium, things like that, and in our bloodstream. Is where we have a lot of minerals. And then fat. We all need fat. We don't need too much fat, and we don't need not enough fat. We need just the right amount of fat. But fat, that is our energy store. That's where we get our energy to move throughout our day. And it's really, really key to living, right? Okay, so water is involved in our protein stores, and our muscles are composed of it, our organ systems, our brain, our heart, all those types of things. We have, hold on 1 second. Okay, sorry, I was looking at something on my thing real quick. We are all, why is this not doing what I want it to do? Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. Uh-oh. Hold on. This is the first time I've done a presentation like this. So please bear with me as I figure this out. I'm sorry. Enter full screen mode. Okay. All right. So I can't see my notes, but that's okay. All right. So our organs are primarily made up of it's moving all my stuff around. Okay, sorry. I'm back on track. All right, so our organs, our heart, our brain, our lungs, our liver, all of those organs, they are primarily composed of water, okay? So let's move on to the next slide. All right, so our body systems. What exactly does water do? Water keeps things moving. And here's the deal. If you don't drink enough water, and tomorrow I'll do a demonstration with this. If you don't drink enough water, your body, it has to have water to function properly. And if you're not drinking enough water, guess what happens? Your body recycles water. It just recycles the water over and over and over again. So it's very, very important to clean ourselves out with water, okay? Would you cook all your food in the same water, or would you get fresh water when you cook food? Or would you bathe everybody in the same water, or would you get fresh water? It's kind of the same things. Water is the shower or the bath for our insides. So you want to be cleaning it out with water. All right. So these are some of the things that water does for you. Form saliva to help digestion. It keeps our membranes moist, our muscular membranes moist. It allows our body's cells to grow and reproduce and survive. It allows our body to heal. It flushes out waste, lubricates our joints. Water is the major component of most of our body parts. We talked about that earlier. We need it for our brain. We need water for our brain to function. I mean, you think about like an orange. And if you have a dried out orange, it just gets all shriveled up and it doesn't work well. And it just doesn't do the things that it needs to do. Versus a orange that is nice and healthy and plump. It can, you know, give us nutrients in all different kinds of way. Much, much, much more than a shriveled up dehydrated orange. It's kind of the same with your brain. Think of your brain like that. You want your brain to be nice and hydrated like a big juicy orange. Okay. Water also helps us to regulate our body temperatures through sweating and respiration, which is, you know, when you're sick, why it's really, really important to stay hydrated with water. And we will talk later on about the different kinds of ways, different ways that you can hydrate and why water is typically the best way to hydrate. Acts as a shock absorber for your brain and your spinal cord. So if you're jarred around, it acts as a protective barrier for that. It converts food to components needed for survival and digestion. It helps deliver oxygen all over the body. So water helps to keep your blood flowing to pump the oxygen all throughout your body. Okay, so water is really, really key to keeping your body working properly. You wouldn't run a car without gas or on the bare minimum of gas. It's kind of the same. Water is like gas for us. All right, so the next slide. It's just water. What's the big deal? Here's the big deal. It's calorie free. It helps you feel full and satisfied. You have a belly full of water. It helps you, your belly to not feel empty, right? Because it's full of water. It helps to keep you from overeating. Okay. Studies show that one of the first signs of dehydration is false hunger. Okay. And I've experienced that myself. As I've gotten healthy, I have become more in tune with my body cues. And I have noticed that I feel hungry when I'm either dehydrated, I haven't had enough water to drink, or I am tired, I didn't get good sleep, or I'm having some kind of emotional trigger like anxiety. Okay. So studies have shown this. That's why a lot of times if you are feeling hungry, nutritionists will tell you, well, drink some water. And then if you're still hungry 15 minutes later, you might truly be hungry. But most of the time it can be, if you have a balanced diet, it can be related to dehydration. All right. It facilitates the removal of daily toxins. We come in contact with all kinds of different toxins throughout the day, like pesticides. And so when you drink water, it helps to flush it out. So I just went for a 2-mile walk outside and it was absolutely beautiful. But I don't know who's fertilized their grass, and I might be breathing in some of those pesticides and toxins. So by drinking water and keeping myself hydrated, I'm helping to push those toxins out of my body, okay? And keep my body running well, right? Does the body good, kind of like milk, but it's water. All right, it's just water. What else does it do? Obviously, it prevents dehydration. And what that means is it helps your body get rid of salt and a diet with too much processed food. Have you ever noticed that if you eat too much processed food that you feel bloated? But thirsty, you are so thirsty. That is your body signaling to you that you need to drink water to flush out all of these toxins and all of these extra minerals and processed junk that your body doesn't need, okay? Water helps to minimize fatigue. Absolutely, it helps to minimize fatigue. It helps to minimize feelings of lack of energy. I misspelled that. And headaches and unclear thinking. Like I was telling you earlier about the orange. Your brain, you want it to be nice and plump and full like an orange. An orange can function so much better in its role in life to nourish us and to nourish animals if it's full and plump. Same with your brain. When it's full of water, it can help to clear up any unclear thinking, headaches, energy. Okay, so I want to tell a quick story. This actually came up on my newsfeed from my Facebook memories from several years ago today, I guess, about 8 years ago today. We had just moved into our other house and it was hot. It was really, really hot. And they were building the house next door. Hold on 1 second. I'm thirsty. They were building the house next door to us and they were laying sod. And I was waiting on the microwave man to come and fix our microwave. There was something wrong with our brand new microwave. But anyway, so I'm waiting on the microwave man and he was coming in and out. So I was waiting on him to come back in. Well, all of a sudden I heard this noise, the front door and like loud footsteps. And all of a sudden there was this man who is bigger and taller than my husband. Okay. My husband's about 6'2", 6'3". this big man who had been laying sod next door, coming into my house, speaking nonsensical, just saying all kinds of crazy things in this loud, booming voice. It scared the tar out of me. Then he ended up collapsing after I said, "You need to get out of my house. You need to get out of my house," because I thought he was an intruder. And my life flashed before my eyes. So he went back next door, and they laid him down on the marble or the granite countertops. Turned out he was having a heat stroke from dehydration. So here we go with that lack of energy, the headaches, and the unclear thinking. This man was out of his head because he was working out in the yard next door, and he'd had a heat stroke. And I followed up with the landscaping company, and they said that absolutely he had a heat stroke. And I called 911 and all that kind of stuff. But so yes, especially when the temperatures start to get hotter, it's very, very important that you drink water. So that's my story about unclear thinking and not being hydrated. Did you know that drinking cold water can speed up your metabolism? You can burn an extra 70 calories by drinking cold water. Seriously. It takes your body more energy to turn that cold water into water that's your body's temperature. So it has to use energy to do that. So by doing that, you're burning more calories. So if you want to burn some more calories, drink some cold water. I have a harder time drinking cold water. I like room temperature water. It's easier for me to get it down. But yes, you absolutely can burn more calories by drinking cold water. All right. It's just water. All right. So your liver is so very important. And water aids your in helping your liver to convert fat into energy. You don't want to have your liver running sluggish and have your liver building up fat cells. You don't want to have a fatty liver. You want to be drinking water to help your liver to work properly and to work efficiently to convert that fat to energy. Plus, you get the fat out of your body. You're converting it to energy. It also helps to take the glycogen stores. It helps to compensate them when you're in the weight loss phase. So your glycogen stores, they are full of fat. When you are burning fat, the fat goes away. You still have the glycogen stores. They fill up with water. And then all of a sudden, poof, there goes the fat. That's how that works. So the water helps to fill up those glycogen stores while you're in a phase of losing weight. All right. And our last slide for today is a call to action for you guys. All right. So before we meet tomorrow, what I want to talk to you guys about is I want you to find a favorite cup or a bottle or a straw or whatever to drink your water from. Having something that makes drinking water enjoyable from is a huge difference. And I kind of rotate through mine. I have different ones that I like at different times. But yes, so find a favorite one. This is my favorite one right now. I can chug, 20 ounces from it in no time. I want you to start keeping track. Start logging your water in a journal. Now, it doesn't have to be pen to paper. I'm a pen to paper gal, but you can do it in your phone. You can do it in MyFitnessPal. You can do it in your Fitbit app. You can just do it on the notes. You can do it to me in a messenger, but start keeping track of how much water you're drinking. You might be drinking more water than you think, but chances are you're probably drinking less water than you think. So we want to help build you up to a good level of water. I want you to tune in tomorrow where we are going to learn how to up your ante and what other drinks can do to your body systems. I mentioned that earlier. So we're going to learn about what drinking the juices and the Gatorades and the pickle juice and soda, what all that has to do with your body systems, how it influences your body systems. And lastly, please, please, please invite your friends to join us. Education is power. Free education is like magical power with glitter. So please invite your friends to this free education, especially as we are entering into a season where it is warmer outside and we need to be more aware of hydration. All right, guys. So if you have any questions, please let me know. Any comments, let me know. And I look forward to seeing you guys tomorrow at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time for a 20-minute session 2 on hydration. All right, guys, I hope you have, where's my mouse? I hope you have a fantastic day. Bye.
My prayer is that you are leaving this episode with more energy, more joy, and more peace than when you came to. Make sure to subscribe and share the Well Society podcast so that we can reach more driven yes women like you. Come join us in the Women at the Well Christian Health and Wellness Support Group on Facebook and subscribe to my email list to stay apprised of all upcoming events, programs, and coaching opportunities. If the content of this episode resonated with you and you'd like to speak with me about investing and working with me one-on-one or in the Well Society Intensive, please visit www.aaronkcoaching.com to schedule a complimentary fitting call. Until the next time we meet at this well, do well, be well, and feel well.